The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Gulf Coast Windows for energy savings, security, and quality replacement windows.
I'm a hard-working man, working man, working man.
Good morning, Houston. It's time for the sport of home improvements.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard-working man.
Welcome to Home Show Radio. Save money, save time with Houston's home improvement leader for 34 years. Here's Tom Tynan.
And we have started our 35th year as of October 6th right here on, well, we're doing it on Sports Radio 610 at Home Show Radio. Been originally started out as Home Improvement Hotline on another station, and now Home Show Radio here. And we didn't have any bit of a blip. We just went from to the other and about a week off to make transition through a Christmas holiday, and bang, we were back on the air and been here at Sports Radio since 2000 and I want to say 2003. So that's almost 20 years. Yeah. Whoa. Yes. Something like that. The years fly by. All right. Let's talk to Kevin. Kevin, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom. I've got a couple of questions. Our house is rather warm. It's got a steep roof upstairs, and there's a couple of things, issues we're trying to deal with. We're contemplating windows, and we're also contemplating, we've got a ridge vent, but our soffits don't vent much. So first question is, in terms of window replacement, we've got bids, and there seems to be a group of windows that are in the $600 range installed, and then I've heard of the less expensive windows that are more in the $300 range installed. We are on a budget. The windows we currently have are 1992 builder-grade, super thin, junk, single pane. So could we get by? Is there a decent window at that $300 price point that could be done, or are we getting ourselves into a problem?
Well, I got to ask you some questions. First, said you're contemplating this. What is your goal?
Our goal is to reduce our heating bill, and our upstairs where our kids live is very warm. And So we're trying to reduce the temperature upstairs.
Then you've got to work on your air conditioner. That has nothing to do with the windows.
We are having the unit replaced, and so that's already on the docket. So
Wait a minute now. Hold on. We're going to reach a goal because you're on a budget. I don't want you to start blowing money all over the place. Okay. Let's get the air conditioner fixed first, and if it works, then you might not have to do anything for right now. Windows are expensive.
Okay.
And they don't save you tons of money like people want to advertise all the time.
Okay.
It's a great upgrade to a home, and you might eventually want to do it. You might want to save your money and get really good ones and not, you know, some of the crummier ones out there just because you're rushing into something. So I would tell you this right now. Get your soffit vents put in, which is fine. That's cheap, easy. And get your air conditioner fixed and see how the house performs, and then we can move on to windows later. But when you do windows, I would buy, whether it's $300, $600, $100, it's a big game out there. We can get you in the range, you can do it, but it's not something I want you to rush into right now until all these things are done and you see how the house performs.
Okay. So soffits first, get the AC done, see how we're doing before we spend the money on the windows, and then if necessary,
absolutely,
take that next
and
step.
Quite frankly, if that air conditioner is not keeping you cool, I want you to think about this. This is how it's supposed to work. You have a house, you have a building envelope, you have, you know, not so good windows right now, I understand, and you're going to eventually replace them, but your air conditioning system must handle the load on your house right now, no matter what it is. Which means is if it runs longer, but you're still at 70 degrees and cool and comfortable and nice and, you know, the way you want it, and it cycles everything, that's what you want. Now when you start putting windows and insulation and whatever, radiant barriers, which if you don't have, you really need that first too. You put these other things in, your air conditioning system is still there, but it's just going to run less and less and less because of the fact that you're protecting it. But it has to handle that load no matter what the load is. So that's why you're actually doing a very good thing by getting that done first.
So the second question is, we've got two closets in the front of the house. Part of the closet wall is slanted. It mirrors the pitch of the roof.
Right.
There may be insulation there, but those walls radiate a great deal of heat. that goes into those rooms. I'm not a super handy guy. I don't really want to bust out sheetrock to do anything. What's the easiest way for me to insulate that? If I paint it with something on that sheetrock, will that help? Again, an inexpensive way to try to stop that radiant heat from coming through that sheetrock into the closets, because the closets are joined to the room, and that's part of those two rooms being so warm.
Well, if you can invent something, you and I will sell it, and we're going to be on Shark Tank getting $50 million and giving up 10%. They did have a radiant barrier paint over 20 years ago that came out in colors, and it was great. It worked great, but you know what? Nobody bought it. So they shut production down. So there's nothing out there. The best thing you can do is put an air conditioning duct if you can in there. And if you can't, I understand, then make sure you have a 1-inch clearance underneath the door so you don't get mold and mildew growing in there. But at least think of it as an insulated space that keeps your living area, not your closet, but your living area cooler, because it has to get all the way through the closet into the other room. But no, sometimes the way homes are designed, you just... there's only so much you can do with certain things.
Okay. All right, Tom. Do the Gulf Coast Windows guys, do they sell a lower end window?
They've got different lines. Now, like anybody that's going to come to your house, and they will too, they're going to want to sell you the best, because you go to a car dealer, they want to sell you the best car, right?
Sure.
Just tell them, listen, guys, I only got this, and they have all different lines of windows. And just calm the salesperson down a little bit and say, hey, guys, that's what people get up. Oh, he's trying to sell me this. And well, of course he is. He's a salesman. Come on. He's very good at what he does. And he wants you to have the best. But sometimes you can't. And believe me, I drive a 96 Bronco. What do you want? I can't afford a $50,000 King Ranch. What are you people, crazy?
Tom, thank you for your time and your help. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome, and that's what we do here at Home Show Radio. We're going to get to the other callers here in a second, so hang loose. We got people calling in, Randy, Diana, or Brian, and even more folks. So stick with us. We'll be right with you. Cherry Companies, company that takes out concrete. Wants your trash. The company that wants your trash. Well, not all your trash. I mean, they want certain kinds of trash. They're very selective on their trash collection. As far as that goes, they don't come and get it. You bring it to them, but... the bottom line is this. If you take out a driveway, I just was talking to somebody yesterday who had taken out an entire driveway and they put in a brand new one. I didn't really bother at the time because it was after the fact to find out what they did with their old driveway. But if it was your driveway, I would tell you, and you're about to do it, go to cherrycompanies.com/recycle and find which of their recycle locations are closest to you. And when you're done, take the old steel and concrete and all in a big old pile in a trailer and take it to them. They'll give you money for it. That's right. They will give you money for that big trailer full of what some people would consider trash. So that's what you do. Now, if you're in the business and you're taking out concrete daily, weekly, whatever the case may be, don't throw that away in the dumps and don't pay money at the dump to dump it. Go to cherrycompanies.com/recycle and find out where you can take it to get some money for it. And it's easier to do it. If there's 13 convenient locations around town, there's got to be one close enough to you where you say that's pretty simple. That's Cherry Companies. They've been in the recycle business for decades and decades when it comes to steel and concrete and other things. So let's say you have a big industry and you have something that needs to be recycled, you don't know what to do with it, make a call to them. See if they deal with that particular product, whether, I don't know, concrete, steel. There's all kinds of other stuff that could be recycled. It's worth a phone call, but it's a great company that has been recycling things for decades, long before it was, cool to do it. So that's Cherry Companies.
You work hard for your money. Choose professionals who do the same. Choose experts who've earned Tom's trust. Certified Home Show Pros.
Ideal Roofing. Installing quality material with quality workmanship. Circle Saw. The tools you need from professionals who know them best.
Concrete Raising Corporation. Save your sidewalk, save your driveway, save your money.
Find Tom's directory of trusted Home Show Pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
281-496-5711. Let's get back to the calls. Let's talk to Randy. Randy, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Tom, I have a beach house on Piers. It's actually a bay house between Port Lavaca and Palacios. It's about 25, 30 years old. We obtained it in about 2014. Had several of the piers replaced about 2015, probably about 10 of them. So those are all in good shape. My question is, the boards that run, the 2x12s that run the length and the width of the house, there's the base ones that run, you know, parallel to the ground, and then there's ones that are on top of that that are perpendicular, and the floor sits on those. On those particular ones, I'm noticing some flaking, and in the corners, you know, it's kind of deteriorating. Looks like possibly could have been termites at one time. But is that normal for down? I know you're semi-familiar with the beach houses and stuff like that. Is that normal for those, or do I need to get the foundation company out that looked at that to, you know, inspect those and see if they're damaged? Because we're planning on living down there full time soon. I don't want the, you know, floor given away or anything like that. So,
well, if it's at a point where it's given away, then it would whether it's normal or not, it needs to be fixed.
Yeah, well, it's not,
you're talking
away
about your floor
like
joists and your structural beams are sitting on top of. So
yes,
it's really
correct.
Not the foundation company, although maybe they do that kind of repair work. It could be.
They do,
but yeah, because you replaced your pilings, which is very common in the older homes. I had to replace 11 of mine many years ago when I did have the house. I don't have it anymore. But as far as that goes, if it's just around the edges, is that normal for the ocean to finally rot away everything around it? You bet it is. I don't care what it is. Stainless steel hinges or a piece of wood, the ocean salt air is going to win. That's just the bottom line.
I found that out for sure.
But you know what? It makes bodies live longer because people are happier next to the ocean. So we have to figure that one out.
Excellent. My wife and I are recently retired. So, yeah, hopefully so.
Okay. Yeah, so here's the best advice I can give to someone. You say you're going to retire there? Great. We're looking for a place ourselves, my wife and I, to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to always have maintenance. I don't care what your age is. I don't care what you replace something with. You're always going to have something that needs to be done to a beach house. Don't take it too serious. Don't let it get too far along. And just, you know, keep a list going and make sure you have a little money to constantly do it. What I've noticed in my life is people get older and they go to retirement. They'll say, Tom, I'm going to retire now, so I want to do this once and I never want to do it again. Well, life doesn't stop when you become 65, 70, or whatever the age may be. It continues on just as if you were 20 and 30 years old. So the longer you live, the more stuff you'll still have to do. You don't want it to just fall apart. And a lot of people do that, and I'd like to see you not do that. But as far as that goes, enjoy the beach house, and if it needs to be replaced, then go ahead and replace piece by piece. It might not need to be replaced. You just poke around to make sure you have more wood than not. And if you still have a lot of structure there, even though it's not as pretty, you're probably fine.
Right. If they have to replace those perpendicular ones, can they just put like a sister piece up next to it and without jacking the, you know, the house up altogether like they do for the piers? Or you know,
yeah, you're going to replace sections. You're going to replace pieces at a time. You're not going to jack the whole house up and just rebuild the whole thing brand new under there. That just wouldn't make sense.
Right.
So, yeah, sistering a number next to it depends what it looks like. You can sister away all you want, and if you're not looking at it, you don't care about how odd it looks, it works great. It'll last a long time. You just double everything up. That's fine. And it sure saves a lot of problem. And then what happens is then you cut out the bad stuff and block in where the bad stuff was on the other board and becomes one big giant beam. There's a lot of things you can do, but it's going to be constant maintenance for you because your question was, is that normal? And everything down there will eventually rot, air conditioning systems, everything.
Gotcha. All right, Tom, I appreciate the help. Enjoy your show.
Yes, sir. Enjoy your life down there. It sounds fantastic. I love living by the ocean. I really do. It's, you know, some people are lake people. My father was a lake guy. Ocean guys, some people are, you know, going to live on a mountaintop. Fine, I've been to the mountains. I ain't going back. All right, Lake Placid, New York, the Adirondacks. Had enough of that. All right, so, don't want to do that. Anyway, a lot of people find their own little heaven, and oceans are wonderful. But with your cars, with everything, and if you live next to the ocean, and if it's anywhere where you have any kind of volatility when it comes to weather, I don't blame global warming. It just happens. It's been happening since the beginning of time. Whatever you have down there, don't buy the most expensive, and don't be concerned about losing it all in 24 hours. So if you're going to worry about it all the time, it's probably not a good place for you to be. All right, Diana, you just hold on a minute while we stay on the clock here, because I have to, and we're going to get right to Diana or Brian, the way it's written here, next. But first, I want to have a little discussion about your doors. Had one yesterday with a warrant officer who has been talking to me about a door he is having to replace. Actually, I had two conversations, one with a corporal, too, because I was doing Texas State Guard duty at the Wings over Houston. It was a lot of fun, and I might have to go back. I'll find out at 9 o'clock today and report for duty for the afternoon today. But the fact of the matter is these guys have doors that both have problems. And my answer was, whether it's an officer who you salute first or it's one of my peer group, a corporal who still have total respect for, no doubt about it, that's just the way it is. As far as it goes, the answer's the same. Door clearance center. That's where you buy new doors. And quite frankly, both of them needed new doors. If they want it done right, you can't just patch it. You can't just cut a little chunk of it off. You need a new door. So where do you get a new door? You go to Door Clearance Center. Is it too expensive? Absolutely not. Is it a great place to go? Absolutely. Do you have the best selection? Of course. I wouldn't send an officer there if they didn't. See? You have the enlisted, you have an E4, and you've got who knows what a warrant officer is. I don't know. I don't go that far up. So as far as that goes, that's for everybody, because it's the best place here in Houston to do exactly that. Door Clearance Center. You know, they buy doors by the tens of thousands and sell them to people all over the country who sell them to other people at a huge markup. Why pay the markup when you're their neighbor? They've set up a place right at Beltway 8 and I-45 North. And you can go see them, and it's a new location for that. So you can find the address and all the specifics at homeshowradio.com. But as far as that goes, it's greater parking, greater selection, greater ease of use. It's a wonderful place to go. That's Door Clearance Center.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
That's 281-496-5711. Let's talk to Diana. Diana, you're on Home Show Radio.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question. I wanted to find out what your thoughts are. I'm getting a new roof. I've gone ahead and decided on doing the shingles. The shingles they're talking about getting us are going to be about 30 years, so at my age, I figure this will be the last roof that I ever have to mess with. Anyway, my question to you is, I've got a bungalow-type house, and it's got shiplap on the roof decking, and the man who, the roofer who is looked at it, he felt that it was okay, but this will be our second roof that we put on that house. I was just concerned, and it's been always hand nailed. He's going to hand nail again this time. I was just concerned that, and I honestly don't know how old it was before, if this has ever been replaced in the past, before we purchased the house. My question is could that thing actually have way too many holes to where it actually needs to be stripped off? He's going to be putting the new underlayment. He's not going to do felt paper anymore. So what are your thoughts on that?
I take it you're having the old one torn off. Is that correct?
The shingles.
Yes, correct. That's what I mean. Yes. Yeah, yep. You'll be fine. If they have a few boards that are just destroyed for some reason, and I don't think they will, but let's say they tear it off and they find a... It's really actually pretty easy to replace a few boards here and there just to give you a strong deck. But for the most part, 99% should be just fine. That wood is meant to go on many, many times, and nail holes shouldn't be a problem. If there was a small rot somewhere or something, it's easy to replace a few strips of it with some new stuff before they go ahead and complete it. He probably, or if he didn't, He will bring it up to you if they find some bad spots and just charge a little extra per board to replace that. That's pretty common.
So is that almost better than having plywood?
It depends. In the thin plywoods they put on a lot of homes over the years, the answer is yes. if you get into a really good, high-quality, thicker plywood, then I'm not going to say it's better, but it's good. But all wood will eventually, if you have a water problem or something, get a little rot. So with plywood, you end up replacing the whole piece of plywood. With shiplap, you replace a few pieces of the strips of wood, whether it's the exact same thing or just the same thickness, it's fine. But yeah, you can go multiple layers over the years, and it's very rare that you would replace a roof decking. Worst case scenario in your case would be just lay a half inch piece of plywood decking over the whole thing. I wouldn't tear the whole thing off, but I don't think you're at that point. That's usually for people who have let the roofs go so long that there's a lot of rot and other issues, and I don't think you've done that.
No. So far, it's good. It's just got some hail damage and things of that nature.
Yeah, and that doesn't hurt the wood any. That doesn't hurt the wood any. So I think you're going to be fine. They'll know when they get it off. And if he's a good roofer and you like him and he's being straight with you, he'll say, listen, we got this little section here. I recommend we place five or six of the boards. It'll cost you X amount of dollars. I would say, yeah, sure, do it while it's off. Let's get it right. But for the most part, the deck should be just fine.
Okay, I was just concerned that there would be too many holes. And
I understand, but Diana, you're overthinking it. It doesn't quite work that way, so you're going to be fine. For the most part, it's very rare that you ever have to pull a deck off. Maybe a little piece here and there, but not the whole thing, no. You're going to be fine.
All right, great. Thank you so much. I can sleep now.
I want you to sleep. Please sleep now. Don't worry about roof decking. My goodness, it's just roof deck. All right. It's like worrying about dirt. Maybe one step up from worrying about dirt. Don't do that. Go sleep. Enjoy yourself. You got a good roofer. He'll take care of you. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. Alrighty. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. People worry too much, especially about houses. It's just junk. You just put it together and you live in it. You want it to be nice. I do. I'm really particular about, having a... Excuse me. It's not that the house is nice. Keith, we're going to do a quick break and then get to you. It's not that the house is nice. It's that I want a nice place to live because this is where I'm going to put my body, So I want it all nice and painted and pictures on the wall. No roof leaks. I don't want to, have to put a bucket under my feet when it's raining like I do at the campus I work at, let's say, over at Texas Southmost College. You get a lot of old buildings that, with colleges and stuff that you deal with that, and it gets very frustrating, but you have so much money, and quite frankly, I don't think sometimes facilities is maintaining the properties. It's not my job, so I keep my mouth shut, although when my air conditioner in my office is broken every, 4 days, then I just write kind of an angry email saying, I'm going home to work, call me when you get it fixed, and then I leave campus. So, but that's just a little frustration. But as far as your home goes, you should keep it up, keep it nice. Nothing lasts forever. There's that comment again, this is the last roof, it's a 30-year roof. Doesn't matter about the roof itself. Anything could happen. You could have a hailstorm where the 30 years is no longer 30 years. You have to have a new roof. You could have a hurricane. You could have a storm of some kind. You could have something happen to the roof, a small fire. You'll have to replace the roof. So don't ever think whatever you do is the last thing. That's a problem with some people. Maybe with a car or something, you realize you can't drive for more than 2 years and they're going to take your car away. So you say, hey, it's the last car I'll ever have. That might be, but with a house, it goes on forever, and somebody else is going to have to take over too. So it's a constant maintenance deal no matter what your age is. If your roof starts to fail and you thought it was going to last 30 years, it lasted 28, and you're going to last another five, you still got to put a new roof on or move. You can't just put buckets under there and say, well, I'm ready to die soon, so why should I do it? You can't live your life like that. So no matter how short or how long, because none of us know what the next day is going to bring. All right, call me, 281-496-5711. Advanced Home Exteriors is a company I want you to call when it comes to replacing your siding. In fact, the video I mentioned earlier in the last hour was, and many of you weren't listening then, was about this fiber cement siding that was put in a neighborhood that is like a Melba toast. There's a good word for it. It was where you could just cracks to pieces, and people were having huge amounts of problem with it. And they called Bill Jacks from Advanced Home Exteriors, one person did, to re-side the home using fiber cement siding, but using the hardy siding instead, because this siding only lasted like 6-7 years, and it was a mess throughout the whole neighborhood. Well, that's why you want the best siding, but you also want a elite preferred installer to put it on properly, because there's a lot of little detail work you have to know about, which doesn't make it more expensive. It just makes a better job when you know what you're doing with it. And Bill Jacks, with his company, they know. And also, you want the best product and the best company. So you put it all together, you get the best job. So if you're going to re-side your home, definitely go with Hardy Siding. and go with Advanced Home Exteriors so they can put it on right. And just remember, all fiber cement sidings are not the same, and all fiber cement siding installers are not the same either. Advanced Home Exteriors, 281-407-0850.
Now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Be with you for 30 more minutes. Then we're going to hand it over to the football guys. Patriots are coming to town. Probably already here. They aren't. And they better hurry. All right, mate. Let's see here. Let's talk to Keith. Keith, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I am fine, sir.
Good. I got two questions. I'm losing a hot water heater. And the only real unique thing about my situation, I have very hard water with mineral deposits. Other than that, I just need a hot water heater. What's the scoop on them?
Just get one, and everybody is in the same boat as yours with the hard water. You can't avoid it in Texas. Period. You just can't. We all have it. That's why I recommend water softeners to everybody, and I have one. But that doesn't mean you have to get one. But the fact of the matter is, all water heaters are the same. They're all made with the same parts. They're assembled in different places. They put different stickers on them, kind of like air conditioners today. A little bit different, but not to where you would be of concern. And just get one and put it in, and if you don't get a water softener, figure about another 10, 13 years, and you'll be doing it again.
Okay, and I believe I may have heard this from you, but if you buy the extra warranty, you're just spending the extra money to pay for the warranty, right?
Yeah, I don't buy extra warranties on anything. If you want to spend money, you can start with the guys calling you for your car warranty, and then start with that and start throwing money out. I wouldn't do it at all, no.
Well, I guess
now,
No,
I don't want you to spend more money on a warranty. Listen, if a water heater's working the first year, and they all come with a standard one anyway, then it's going to work a long time. It's just not going to break for no reason. It doesn't have moving parts. It doesn't have anything. It just sits there, and then you have a flame that heats water or electrical element, and they don't warranty the elements.
Right. Okay. Sounds good. My second. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Okay.
On that one. You have a second one. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm out here laying brick this morning. I'm building a cobblestone paved area in my house.
All right.
Is there any, it's made out of old brick. Is there any trick to what I fill in between the bricks, sand or grout?
Are you going to use are you packing these bricks real tight together?
No, I'm not. They're a mixture of old and new bricks, and the dimensions are just off enough where I've got a good quarter-inch gap between a lot of them.
Ooh, okay. Well, here's what I would do, but you got to do it carefully, and I want you to practice in the little area first. I would take sharp sand, and I would mix it half and half with a little Portland. That's the cement. And dry. Just mix it dry. Don't use water. Do it on a very dry day. Today's going to be a very dry, hot day. I just spent 2 days on a flight line at Ellington. I know you're going to be very hot today. And sweep it in the gaps and make sure the brick is all nice and clean. Just get that sand down in there and just sweep it real well. And then lightly just sprinkle a little bit of water, and it will harden up in there and keep it from coming out, because it'll set up a little hard with the Portland in there. But that's how I would do it. But don't just put all over the top and get it wet, because then you're going to have concrete everywhere on top of your bricks, and I want your bricks to look nice and clean.
Ah, gotcha. Okay, understood.
Yeah. If you just want to keep it simple, just sweep in sharp sand. But after a bunch of heavy rains over time, it'll wash out, but you can always throw some in. The sharp sand is used for masonry. It's real fine. It's kind of like the sand they use in play boxes, so you can do that too for the kids. You don't want to use bank sand or something. It's just got too much dirt consistency to it. It's not going to be the kind of sand you want in there.
All righty. Sharp sand. We will do so.
That's what we call it when you get it ordered from the yard. They'll say you want to order sharp sand, no matter how many yards you want. Probably don't need a lot, or just, you know, half a yard in your pickup if you have one of those and bring it home, whatever the case may be.
All right. That's great. Thank you so much for the information, Tom.
All right, Keith. Good luck.
Thanks.
And be careful out there. Hydrate. I mean, I was frying the last 2 days. I've been in Ellington. Yesterday I was checking bags. So if any of you came by gate 4, I was there asking you about if you have any bazookas, guns, or knives in your purses and stuff. And what I found was a lot of cameras and diaper bags that I had to go through. A lot of kids. It was a great time. It was a safe time. I want to say my hat's off. I'm a member of the Texas State Guard, so I am biased, but we do all the bag checking and the security at the Wings over Houston, and I want you to say that I just want to brag about how great a job they're doing. All the officers and the enlisted, we're all running around standing in that hot sun and trying to drink as much water. We only had one hydration issue yesterday with medical, and it's a beautiful show. The airplanes are fantastic. It's noisy. Bring earplugs, especially with the kids. They start crying when the airplanes start putting the afterburners on. But as far as that goes, it was a great time here in Houston. It's nice to see, really, I think I only got cussed out twice. There, out of hundreds, if not thousands, probably thousands of people, I came across a couple people frustrated. But besides that, and that's fine. People want to get off their chest. I'm a good person to do that because I don't take it personal. But as far as that goes, it's just really nice to see the people in Texas, how nice they are. And I've gone to other places, and you can't beat Texas. When people ask me once, why did you could have lived anywhere, Tom, with radio and stuff. You can do it anywhere. Why did you pick Texas? Why did you pick Houston? Why do I work down in Brownsville? It's part of Texas. It has nothing to do with the place. It has to do with the people. People, I've lived all over. I've lived in Chicago and Miami, and I can go on and on. But I'll take the people in Texas any day of the week, and I guess that's why a lot of people are moving here. Just Thursday, I tested 22 potential welders from for SpaceX, where we've got the contract now where I have a testing facility when it comes to welders, and we're testing all the potential employees they have. They need hundreds, and quite frankly, they're not getting the skill set they need, so we're weeding them out for them. Out of 22 people, only four could pass the test, and they're pretty simple tests, but it all has to do with stainless steel, which is not done a lot in the state of Texas, so they're having to fly people in from all over the country. And you can tell the difference in the attitudes and stuff of different people. They're all nice when they're coming to test with me because I'm the one that's going to get them through if they pass their test. But as far as that goes, you can tell the difference in people, and Texas people are just got a different attitude. They're nicer people. They accept everything, even when they fail their tests. Although we had a couple stomp out of there, but I don't think they were from around here. Yeah, people get frustrated sometimes. They have a bad day. 281-496-5711. Jan, if you can hang with us just about 2 minutes, we're going to get right back to you. But I got to stay on the clock because we've got to hand it over to the football guys at the top of the hour. And one of the companies I'd like you to call and a person I'd like you to talk to who's a great guy and knows his stuff. And it's important to me that people know what they're talking about and what they do when it comes to home improvements and when it comes to my listeners. My listeners are the most important people in the world. I don't have a social life. I don't have friends. I have listeners. And they're more important to me than anybody. And so if you're going to build a swimming pool, I want you to make sure you have a good swimming pool. Can you afford a $1 million swimming pool? Then don't worry about it. You can't? You can't. If you can, great too. Because Colt can build them all. Colt is the owner and operator of U.S. Pool Builder. And U.S. Pool Builders, you can visit them online at homeshowradio.com, does fantastic work, but they understand you have a budget. They understand you have limitations. Everybody does. Me, you, everybody. And so they want to work with you to make sure you get the best pool with your assets, whatever you have to use to pay for it. And, you know, he'll tell you if you can or you can't. It's just that simple. But when it's done, you're going to have a pool that you don't have to fight with, that you're going to enjoy. And that's what you want. U.S. Pool Builders, Colt over there does a great job. And when you come home from your hard day at work, and I haven't experienced Houston traffic. I've been away so long. I was back just yesterday and the day before coming back from Ellington to my home. And I remember I'd forgotten all about the stop-and-go traffic. When you go through that every day, and in fact, I made a call to my wife and said, I'm so glad I'm not doing this every day anymore. This would drive me crazy. And I did it for years here and watched it get worse and worse. But when you get home, there you are, is your swimming pool. Everything goes away. You're back in your moment, in your place. And all can be there for you when you call Colt at U.S. Pool Builders. Get the pool of your dreams. Create a place for you when you get away from all the hustle and bustle. You can enjoy yourself and for you and your family. And it takes a phone call or a visit to homeshowradio.com to U.S. Pool Builders.
Now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
And we continue on with Home Show Radio. I'm Tom Tynan, and we'll be with you for about another 20 minutes. If you have a quick call you want to get in, you certainly can. We have time and open lines, 281-496-5711. Let's talk to Jan. Jan, you are on the air.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
A while back, I was in my bedroom and unlocked and pulled up the bottom sash on one of the windows, and then I pulled it back down, and then I had gotten, when it got really windy, I noticed the sash was coming, it was pulling out from the window, and I looked and saw that somehow it had kind of, I'd pulled it up and it had come out of the runner along the side, and I didn't know who I could, you know, call or contact to maybe try to get it fixed.
I don't know who's going to come out and just put your sash spring back up into the mechanism.
Oh, okay.
And that's what it takes. There's a little tool on the bottom of it. You find a little hole with a little T-handle at the bottom, and you put the tool in there, and you start. It has a little twist to it, and you twist it up in there, pull it down, give it a couple twists, and snap it back in place so it holds the window up and down when you move it. Very simple to fix, and if you need a new one, then maybe you can get it. But there's a company here in town that you can call to find out if they know someone that can. That's the first thing I want to tell you. And there's a company here called Dawson Supply.
Okay.
And they have all the parts and this is an older aluminum window, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So that's what I thought. I had them. I used to have that tool. I finally threw it away because I don't think I'll ever have one of those windows again. But as far as that goes, they have all the parts and pieces for all the aluminum doors and windows and stuff. And I've been told they're still in business. I haven't been over there since the 90s, I could say the early 90s, when I found them, and they were very helpful, and they still are, from what I'm told, still in business. And I purposely wrote their name down on this piece of paper. Somebody called in once and said, yeah, they're still there. It's Dawson, but it's over at 59 and like Fountain View.
Oh, okay. They'll like that. So
yeah, so yeah. Maybe you can just get the little tool and they'll show you how to do it, because if you have one doing it, they're all going to do it once in a while if you open and close them. And it's just a little thing. I don't know if it costs $3. I don't know what they cost today. I'm sure it's more than that, only because people need to make money to sell those things. But
sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, no, that's great. Then I was worried it might be some big problem. They're like that.
No, but they're old, and those sash springs, if you don't use the windows regularly, or even if you do sometimes, they'll snap out of place. And then you have to use a stick to hold them up, which I did for a while, too.
Yeah, but I've got mine taped.
Okay, well, that'll work, too. But as far as that goes, it's not a major problem in most cases unless something broke up in there, and usually it's not. It's that little T-handle has to snap back into. There's little clips up there that hold it in place.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Tom.
All right. Good luck to you, Jan. I appreciate it. And if you go to Dawson, tell them I said hello. That's an unpaid endorsement. I went over there. I think it was the dad. Now it's the son, I've been told. I don't know the whole history of it, but they always had all these parts and pieces, and I think their big business was apartments and stuff that had the sliding glass doors and the windows that have to constantly get repaired. Somebody's got to carry all those parts and pieces. All right, let's continue on here. I mentioned Trifection several times today. When you want a remodeler to take care of a room addition, a garage apartment, a new garage, this person was going to dig out a garage or get rid of a garage that had a dirt floor. Yes, they did have garages. They were called carriage houses at one time, and dirt was fine with everybody. You had a carriage, and maybe, I don't know, maybe kept a horse in there or a mule. I have no idea. But when you want to bring it up to today's standards, and you want a nice, you know, garage and or a nice outbuilding of some kind, it's Trifection. Now, it could be just you have a tub you want to pull out and replace with a beautiful walk-in shower. They're the perfect company to call for that. I know, because I have two of their showers. They did exactly that for us. So you can have that done, or maybe a full bathroom or kitchen remodel. You name it, they're set up for really high quality, good quality remodeling. And then you say, oh, I can't afford them, they're too expensive. No, they're not. Oh, my job's not big enough. No, just call them and talk to them. They take it all, because that's what they do. They're set up for it. They're competitively priced. The quality is exceptional. And everybody wants to brag about their cabinets, in case you need cabinets for your garage or for your laundry room or for your kitchen or your bath. They're furniture quality cabinets that you will get years and years of a good life out of, and you'll be very pleased with them. I can't say enough about that. The last set of cabinets I had from them not too long ago, a few months ago, was in my laundry room, and It's a joy to come home and see that cabinet there with everything organized nice and neat behind the doors. I like it when I say the doors, the beautiful cabinet doors, excuse me, made by hand in the shop of Trifection. Give them a call at 281 Kitchen. That's 281 Kitchen and experience the best remodelers in Houston.
Take the guesswork out of your next project. Get advice from Tom. Then get help you can trust. Get an expert who meets Tom's standards. A certified home show pro.
Home Exterior Systems. Hardy Elite Preferred Siding Pros you can trust. Due West Foundation Repair. When you want the best, call Due West. Texas Floors. The come-to-you floor store. Service and savings you can stand upon.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
And we'll get right back to the calls. This is Home Show Radio, and this will be the last call of the day, and we'll put this airplane on the ground, speaking of Wings Over Houston. So saw a lot of them yesterday and Friday, too, for that matter. I was out both days. And might be out there this afternoon. If you do see me out there this afternoon, if I end up going, then don't be afraid to say hello. Nobody recognizes me. I look like a tree. I'm dressed in my OCPs, so you won't even recognize me. All right, let's talk. But I have my name on my shirt, my blouse, as they say. Let's talk to Lynn. Lynn, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hello, Tom.
Good morning.
I installed a remodel in my bathroom last year. I put in took the old cast iron tub out and put in a new walk-in. Here in the last couple of weeks, so after in the shower for about 2 or 3 minutes, I get a real bad sewer gas smell, and I just don't know what to do with it.
You put a new shower in when?
About a year ago this time.
Okay, and now it's starting to smell when you use it?
Yeah, about 2 or 3 minutes into the shower, you get a real bad sewer gas smell, and it only just started.
Is it a tile shower, the floor and the walls?
Yes, sir, completely.
All right, do a shower pan test. I don't know. It might be activating mold and mildew that's getting below the grout, and you might not have a decent drain on there. I don't think it's sewer at all. I think it's going to be more the shower itself is starting to activate the mold and mildew and smelling really bad.
Wow.
I don't know how it was put together, so I don't know how it had a pan in there. Did it have an FHA strainer?
We put in one of those Oakley membrane pans in there.
Did it have an FHA strainer where it drains to it and it dries out nice?
He put a trap in there. The plumber put a trap in there, and he had one of those Oakley square type drain covers that where you could adjust the height on it for like a tile around it.
Did it have a ring, and then you put a real thick rubber pan underneath the tile first?
Yes, well, yeah, sure did. And then they came back and they grouted. Yep, they put the concrete over the membrane.
Okay. Well, I don't know what else it would be. I don't think it's coming from the sewer.
Yeah,
I really don't. Did. Was it a shower there before?
It was an old cast iron tub. We actually moved the drain from the end to the middle.
Okay, I can't imagine it being the sewer coming up if it's running water through it. It doesn't make sense. So
yeah, there's a seal in there. I watched the seal. I can look with my flashlight and see the seal there.
It has a vent that goes up through the roof.
Yes, the old existing vent's still there. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So is it on the ground floor?
Yes.
And when was the house built?
Probably 55.
But they didn't do anything. It's on a slab. They didn't do anything under where the plumbing is.
No, we broke out. He sweated out the old cast iron.
Okay.
And then tied it back in with PVC.
The only thing I can imagine, and to me it's going to have something to do with the pan more than anything. I would do a shower pan test first.
Yeah.
And see if it holds water. If it's not holding water, then it's saturating down somewhere into that and causing that smell to happen when you activate it with water. Because the only time, if you get a sewer smell, it's going to happen when you're not using it, not when you are using it.
Yeah, and it's funny because it comes up at first, then it just dissipates, and you don't smell it any other time other than when you're taking your shower.
Right. And when you're done with your shower, does it go right away?
Yes, sir.
Well, the only thing I could think of, if it's the old cast iron plumbing in the 50s, that's what they used underneath the house. Right. Your P-trap could be have become corroded and rotting. And you can have someone like Abacus run a camera down there to take a good look at it. And if that's the case, then your P-trap's not holding water. And when you do use it, you get the smell. So that's the only thing I could think of if it was an actual sewer gas smell. If not, the shower pan would be saturating, and do a shower pan test. But I think those are the two tests you have to do. One is a camera, and one is a shower pan test.
I can proceed. Try that, then. I'll take care of that, because I've talked to several plumbers. They're kind of stumped also.
Okay, so, do that. Do those two things and see what kind of results you get, and then you might be able to pin it down.
All right. Enjoy your show. Thank you for the help.
You're very welcome, and I hope it works out for you. I do. Sometimes you don't know until you start asking questions and doing research and find out. You get disappointed, like, oh, that's not it. So you get disappointed, but actually it's a good thing, so you don't have to fix something major. All right, this is Home Show Radio. I'm Tom Tynan. We welcome everybody who listened today, and thank you. We do have the Patriots here in town, and the Texans. They will, let's see here. They will be playing at noon. I want to make sure I get the time right. At noon here in their local time. So that would be, you know, that's what we're about to switch into. I'm just filling here a little bit, and we're going to move on and hand it to the guys that, well, you know, they finally had to get up in the morning. Now they have to work on Sunday morning, which they like because it's football season, and we are the Texan stations. And I'm proud to be a part of it. Just not very smooth in my transition, but one thing I can tell you that I'm much more smooth about is electricians. Right Touch Electrical, we've talked about Will and all of his electricians that work for him. Will's the master electrician. Then you have journeyman electricians and apprentice electricians, and it's a very controlled career. It's a good career, actually. And Will happens to run a great company. Now, when they first came to us many years ago, they said, Tom, we just want to service the people of Houston. We just decided it's time for us just to help people, and the best way we could do it, because he's a very helpful person, his goal in life is to do exactly that, is why don't I go to their homes and fix their electrical stuff? Because people need help. It's not like he's trying to do industrial work or build, giant power plants or anything like that. He just wants to help you, me, keep our homes safe, keep them up to date, and keep our electricity on, at least when it comes to what we can handle ourselves and in control of. And that means all your switches and lights and everything. When you turn it on, it comes on. And that's what you're looking for. Right Touch Electrical. And, of course, if you just want to buy something from Home Depot, some ceiling fans and stuff, they'll come install them for you. You don't have to do it. You don't have to get on a ladder. You don't have to beg and borrow and steal to try to find somebody to come over. All you got to do is make a phone call to Right Touch Electrical. So give them a call if you need an electrician, whether it's a major problem or something fun like redoing all the lighting in your kitchen or your bathroom. They'll take care of it for you. That's Right Touch Electrical. And remember, you can find all of these people we talked about all the time here at Home Show Radio, anytime we talk about them, or for that matter on Facebook and YouTube. They're all at homeshowradio.com. Their websites, their videos, and their contact information. And I will tell you this, from the bottom of my heart, they are the best that I could find in this town, and I am very proud of being able to speak for them. I am very particular that way, for those of you that don't know me. And the ones that do, sometimes they tell me, they don't understand what I'm thinking about, but I'm thinking about my listeners only. That's Right Touch Electrical at homeshowradio.com.
Thanks for making Home Show Radio Houston's trusted source for home improvement tips and advice. Tom Tynan's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of Sports Radio 610, sponsors, or Mojer Media. Remember, Tom is always on at homeshowradio.com. Questions and answers, tips and videos, our podcast too, all free, all for you at homeshowradio.com.